Welcome back to the Roundtable. The current exhibition at the Hyde Collection in Glens Falls is entitled A Shared Legacy, Folk Art in America. It runs through the 31st of December, otherwise known as the last day of the year. It features works of art from the respected collection of Barbara Gordon, one of the country's prominent collectors of folk art. A Shared Legacy celebrates folk art traditions in rural areas of New England, the South, and the Midwest between 1800 and 1925. The exhibition is on a national tour that includes stops at the American Folk Art Museum, Westmoreland Museum of American Art, the Denver Art Museum, as well as the Cincinnati Art Museum. It includes more than 60 works, including paintings, still life, portrait, and landscape, sculpture, furniture, and decorative art. Much of the art was created by self-taught artists and those who had minimal formal training. Here to tell us more about the beautiful collection is the Hyde Collection's Interim Director, Ann Sale. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
Wonderful to see you.
Great to see you.
And the head of the museum's education initiative, department?
Department.
Yes, excellent. at the Hyde Collection is Jenny Hutchinson. And Jenny, great to see you again as well. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, Anne, how did this all come to be of getting this amazing collection at the Hyde?
Oh, we're so fortunate to have this collection that's traveled throughout the country at the Hyde. And it's been 3 years in the planning, Joe. So this is very, very special that we have it at our museum.
Tell us a little bit about Barbara Gordon and her collection. It's a fascinating story because she came to this relatively late and said, okay, this is what I want to do, and the collection is just extraordinary.
Yeah, Barbara Gordon is an attorney who worked in Washington, actually worked for one of our presidents at one time, and decided she loved folk art, became an avid folk art collector. This is her second collection that we have. She sold her first collection because she thought it wasn't up to par. And so what we have is extraordinary, an extraordinary collection that she accumulated over several years.
And there's a little bit of everything, right?
Yes. There's furniture, there's paintings, both portraits and landscapes. We have figurines, small ones, and some large carousel figures as well. There's a little bit for everybody.
Talk about a definition, if you will, of folk art and what that, I mean, I talked about a little bit in the introduction, but what that means and sort of even on her definition in amassing this collection and even your definition, curatorially speaking.
Sure. Well, folk art is literally the art of the people. So we're talking about artists who are self-taught, but they're aware of what's going on around them. They're looking around at their own cultural heritage, their own traditions, their own things that are going on in their families, and they're creating artworks of art with this knowledge. And they're even apprentices and workshops. They're learning from master carvers who may have had a start as a wood carver, and then they're bringing these artistic traditions to utilitarian objects, and then also for paintings that belong in persons' homes that now this rising middle class can acquire and have.
And when you look at, again, going back to the really the scope of the objects, that takes many, many forms of folk art of a very specific time. But when you put them all together, they all seem that they fit, right?
Exactly. Mm. I mean, every culture has its own folk art. And that's why so many people can relate to it so easily, because, you know, it's a kaleidoscope of all these different artistic heritages and traditions.
So it is when you give people a sense, Anne, when they walk in of what they see, because it's beautifully laid out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is. Yes. And when you walk in, there are three galleries. There's a gallery that is right in front of you when you walk in, where we have the larger pieces, and we also have some of the most important paintings. And we have carousel figures, a 9-foot rabbit, and an elephant, and we have cigar store figurines that are very large, and then we have smaller figures that are in the side galleries. So there's plenty to see, and you have to set aside a bit of time to come and really study and read the explanation and the history of everything that we have.
You know, usually our tours are about 40 minutes. They now average more about an hour because mm-hmm. there's so much to yeah. see.
And to understand and put into a context, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's so much to talk about that you really, as a docent or someone who's guiding a tour as an educator, we really have to pick and choose. And we kind of let the group lead us, see what they're interested in.
And as far as an education front, what is the story to be told? What is the story to be told about this collection? And even when you're telling that story in concert and in context with the greater collection at the Hyde?
Well, at the Hyde Collection, I mean, our founder had this grand educational vision of sharing, you know, this artistic legacy with the masses, and with folk art, we can certainly do that. And in our communities, we have our own folk artists. We have a lot of local and regional artists who are creating. So it's something that our community is familiar with, something that they don't even know. Yeah. And so telling those stories through the eyes of the collection, through these pieces, and then connecting them to things that they're more aware of in their own communities is the story.
Talk a little bit about that, Anne, of how you believe this fits into the Hyde as a whole.
Well, I think, as Jenny said, it definitely fits into our region because we do have so many of these. Some of these pieces of art were created in our region. And there are so many famous folk artists who, like Grandma Moses, who were from our region. And we're talking about the really interesting thing is that many of the artists that you see in the folk art collection started their career when they were in their 80s.
Yeah,
I mean they were not trained, and so I think it's really something that people in our area would really appreciate because they themselves are practitioners of folk art and can really appreciate it, or are collectors.
How much do we know about the individual artists?
Well, there's a lot of artists that we actually don't know a lot about.
Yeah.
So many of the pieces are unidentified. And that's kind of typical with folk art because we have artists who are creating objects that or items for homes and or for different purposes given the Industrial Revolution. So it wasn't always important to identify that this was made by this person.
Does that make it more difficult in explaining the story when you don't have the artist's background to go on?
No, absolutely not. Like our shop figures, for examples, we have an idea of who probably made those works, but we don't know exactly who made them. But when you see Our Lady of Fashion, for example, and she's standing holding a cigar, mm-hmm. And then we get to talk about the context of what life was like for a woman in that century, or why did we even need shop figures? Well, we needed shop figures because people weren't necessarily able to read yet. And so they really looked to these figures to understand what was inside of a shop. And it's kind of a form of advertising and marketing. And that's something that we're very aware of in our current culture.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the signs, you mentioned the figures, but and you were also talking about the paintings, the art itself, mm-hmm. the beautiful pieces of art, and yeah. What is known about them and how they came to be and how ultimately how they survived, really.
Right. Well, they're precious because the families often had an artist come who was traveling through the area, perhaps, come to their home and paint a picture of their child or a family member. And that was often the only photograph that they would have mm-hmm. of that child or of that family member. And so it was something that was preserved throughout the years.
So let us also talk about what is going on elsewhere in the Hyde, because this is yet, as you say, just three rooms, but there's a lot else lurking, isn't there?
Oh, we always have a lot.
We have something special lurking.
That's right. Well, tomorrow night, actually, we have a meet and greet where I'll be greeting visitors and getting to know members of the community and that I've not yet met. Mm-hmm. And we're offering a special discount to anyone who's listening to the roundtable. If they mention that when they come in, we will give them the Folk Art Catalog, which is a beautiful, beautiful book mm-hmm. For half off.
Nice.
Makes a wonderful holiday gift.
Also on Saturday, November 11th, we're going to have Dr. Julie Aronson from Cincinnati Art Museum, who's going to be giving a lecture on folk art as well. So a little something for everybody. Other things lurking in the museum, we have our Van Gogh out of the vault, which is on display in our Rotunda Gallery, as well as our Grandma Moses on display as well.
It's beautiful. Absolutely
yeah.
beautiful. And let us not forget, since last time you were here, you also have a new space, which is very important as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about that and for people who may have missed its announcement.
The Feivish and Schmidt Gallery. Yes. Oh, we're so proud of that because it's really opened up the world of contemporary and modern art for us. Mm-hmm. And it's permanently dedicated to modern art and contemporary art.
Yeah. And we're so thankful to Warner Feibes and Jim Schmidt for donating that yes. precious collection to us, because now we can really offer artwork across the ages. So beginning with our old masters that are mostly in Hyde House, now we have folk art, and our special exhibition space won't be staying, but that's certainly an important part of history now, all the way up to modern and contemporary art.
What strikes me is how it all just seems seamless, though. And I know this
yeah.
isn't by accident, but you walk through the folk art, you walk through the three rooms, and then you go into the modern art, and it just all mm. seems to make sense.
Yeah. When we're on tours, I talk about how we're going to move back through time, quite literally,
yeah.
or forward through time. And I try and clue visitors in or share with them that we're a little bit on this like artist's art like time ship. And we're going to kind of see different parts of history and see it reflected in one another as well. They're all related. You don't have one period of art history without the other.
Mm-hmm. And that's important. It's important for people to realize, but it's also important to realize because you get to show off your collection, right?
That's right.
You get to show off the amazing works that you have.
Yeah. And the wonderful thing about the Feivish and Schmidt Gallery is that right now it has all several pieces of the collection of Werner Feibes. And in fact, mm-hmm. he has given us all of the 160 right. pieces of art that he owns. And we're mm-hmm. changing the gallery up at the end of December. So you'll see a lot of changes mm-hmm. at the Hyde at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And there's and as you just mentioned, the Van Gogh, I mean, this is a constant rotation of what goes on in
yeah.
the museum.
Yeah, we're always looking for opportunities to pull works out of the vault. Right. Most of the collection isn't on view.
We have 4,000 pieces.
Yeah, absolutely. So looking for those opportunities to bring pieces out. Sometimes we can't always do that due to conservation efforts. We want to make sure that these works can be available for new viewers to come.
And there's always, yes, and but people also want to see their favorites, too.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes, they
want to see what they saw as they were growing up. Well, the exhibit is A Shared Legacy, Folk Art in America, and it runs through Sunday, December 31st. You can go to the website, which is hydecollection.org, correct?
Mm-hmm.
hydecollection.org, and find out all about the events that they have coming up, as well as the other exhibits on hand. A Shared Legacy, Folk Art in America is on view at the Hyde Collection through December 31st. The Hyde Collection's Interim Director Ann Sale and Head of Museum Education at the Hyde, Jenny Hutchinson, thank you so much for being with us. A pleasure, as always, to see you. And have a wonderful rest of the fall and beginning of winter.
Thank you, Joe.
Great
it's pleasure
to have
be
you
here.
Been. Thank you for sharing. Again, you can find out more by going to our website, WAMC.org, where we have links to more information posted along with this interview, WAMC.org/roundtable.